Honey Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Man, lady, you know, I ain't been playing music on beginning of the shows, but I was in a vibe. I said, let me put something more. Let me jam to something real quick that y'all jam with me. So, but in the podcast, that is live part only. In the podcast, it will not, the lot that mix will not be on there. So if you wasn't listening to the show live, you missed a treat. Nonetheless, man, shoot, I'm with my co-host with the Moses. What's up, Nate?
What's up?
Nothing much, man. You know, this tip of my hat off to new beginnings. New beginnings, my friend.
New beginnings.
And I probably getting too much into it. I'll leave it this way. You know, yeah, y'all know I keep it 100 with you guys on here. And that's why I strive to do it at all times. But, you know, it is one of those cases where I'm just, you know, I'm not going to give the energy that certain people want. So I'm not going to do it. And basically, you know, you guys will get ready to hear me on Wednesday nights. Here's on Wednesday nights again. Hell, if I'm from Frisky, I might do a Monday. So I might start doing Monday and Wednesday. Yeah, so we'll see how I'm feeling. But yeah, man. See, I'm glad to be back with you guys and just bring you yet another great show. And man, just not having to, you know, just really just start a new chapter of life. And I mean, really, I don't care how old you get or how young or you know, no matter what point in life, there's always something to learn. There's always another step to take. So I would say never get out of the mode of thinking you're not going to have to always make tough decisions. Tough decisions are always going to come to you. The question is, when the tough decisions come, what are you, how will you handle it? And so it's hard. And a lot of times, no matter which direction you go, it's hard either way. So you have to make the decision for yourself, and no matter what, you have to do that. If you don't make the decisions, then someone's going to make the decisions for you, and that's what you don't want to do. You don't want your decisions in your life being in the hands of someone else. That being said, Nay, how have things been with you since last week?
Everything is cool, you know. Got to take things one step at a time, one day at a time.
I feel you on that. Definitely feel you on that. Oh, man, I tell you. It's just been a very interesting week, past week, man. And I'm glad, I mean, sometimes in order to make the moves you got to make, you have to be forced. You have to be forced to make a decision. And, man, I'm telling you, as far as the brand is going to definitely benefit from the decisions I have made. So I am very excited. I just can't wait, man. So much time I had to do a lot of projects that I have been put on the forefront, and not even if it's not the forefront, does not have as much time of how I want to, as much time as I want to put into them. So we're definitely, that's going to happen more. It's going to allow more stimulation of the brain to be able to bring y'all these great ideas all the time. So, y'all are definitely, the listeners are going to benefit, the magazine people are going to benefit, all of it. It's just, man, I feel like, I'm emotionally drained, but another token, I am very happy, and I just feel like, man, huge weight has lifted off my shoulders. So yeah, so it's definitely going to be it shows. So for, tonight we do have a special guest. We're continuing our photographer showcase series. We have our Agent K will be in the building tonight. So definitely get ready for that interview. Last week, if you remember last week's interview, it was pretty good. My boy Finesse. So we're gonna definitely chop it up with Agent K, aka Kareem, aka Agent K. So it's gonna be bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. And don't forget, this weekend I will be in New York. I'll be there from the 23rd to the 26th, so definitely want to link, hit me up, especially on the 24th is when we're going to be doing our biggest events. We'll have our day shootout, and then we're going to have a private night shootout where we have a mile mixer or something in the midst of it. And so I'm bringing every copy of Human Canvas that goes from January 2019 all the way up to now. So I'm not bringing every last copy. As far as in New York, the most recent one I had when I went was, I believe, the March issue, and I didn't have 2019. And yeah, y'all remember Sergio correctly. COVID-19 took over last year, so that stopped a lot of travel plans. It stopped me to be able to go to New York and, you know, just network with people the way I wanted to do. So I'm definitely very humbled that we get this opportunity to do so now. So definitely excited to see where this is going to lead us. And a lot of people have been supporting DMV, New York, Philly, Jersey. The list goes on. People from all over wanting to be a part of it. So I'm very excited to just see the brand is continuing to get the exposure it needs. And one thing I'm excited to also announce too is one of the big things we're going to be doing is traveling more, so that's going to definitely benefit the brand. That being said, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and I'll tell you what we got coming for today's show. We have our Crickets of the Week, and then we have Seduction 101. Our Crickets of the Week is brought to you by myself. I highlight some of the worst or dumbest people or a particular person over the past week. And it was Seduction 101. Nate does Seduction 101, and she highlights a number of topics pertaining to pop culture, sex, business, and more. So definitely get ready for that. We're going to go ahead, jump straight into Crickets of the Week. We're not even going to waste no time. So sound no crickets off, please. Thank you, crickets. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so Crickets of the Week. This week's Crickets of the Week is going to first, I'm going to highlight a person that I'm a supporter of this person. And, you know, I support them a lot. You know, they're very, very outspoken. But I'm a person, you got to be careful sometimes, man, because sometimes being outspoken can get you out of trouble. That's something we should learn. That's probably going to be a theme throughout this Crickets of the Week today. Sometimes being outspoken can backfire you, and you can learn there's a time and there's a place to do things, and there's a way to do things, because when you quote unquote being outspoken, you know, affects someone else, then you know that's when it's out of line. And I would say, in this case, Maxine Waters, Representative Maxine Waters, off of California, ma'am, you get our first figure of the week. I can't believe it. A life that does first, Maxine Waters is getting Crickets of the Week. Ma'am, you are literally inciting violence. Can you please be quiet and just let the stuff go on? Because we don't need, because right now it can easily be a slam dunk for the verdicts. But you give them any way or reason to say there's a mistrial or something like that, that you just undid all the work that was done to get us to where we're at now. So sometimes you got to learn to just really think before you say it. And that's the thing. It's like being outspoken is cool, thinking your mind. But sometimes you got to really think about what you say and how you're going to say it. And like, not saying don't tell the truth. I'm saying just really think on how you say it. How you say it is really going to cost people, and this is ridiculous. Is, you know, there's now a whole argument about possibly what she said is going to cost the case. That's crazy, ma'am. You gotta really temper yourself. I mean, just people just continually think they can just continually say stuff, and it's not going to backfire again. Stuff you say is going to come back and mess over everyone else. That's out of control. So you know, now we got to freak out that much more because we got to just pray to God, man, that these people do not give a leeway. So it's definitely a tough battle. All right, so that's my first trick of the week. Sounding off for you, next for you. Second cricket of the week, because, man, today, man, this is a very bipartisan cricket of the week this week. We've talked about a Democrat, now we're talking about Republicans, with this whole first America's First Watch stuff, where basically it's a bunch of racist rhetoric of doing a whitewashing, so to speak, of the country. And basically, so it reading the text verbatim from the memo, supporting Anglo-Saxon values. So we got the usual suspects of nonsense, which include Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's always ready to be involved in anything that's outlandish and racist. You got Gates, he's the last person to be running his mouth right now, when there's literally a probe on him as far as regarding child pornography and sort of sex trafficking. So you might want to shut the hell up, sir. That's just a few of the people that have continued to run their mouth. Marjorie Taylor Greene, we're so sick of you. Like, just go, and then because of all the backlash, all of a sudden, no, we didn't represent. We don't. I don't represent what's in that memo. That was the memo I was talking about. Yeah, but you all of a sudden, that's conveniently one of the memos you were talking about when you were touting about there's a memo getting ready to drop. You guys just wait, and then all of a sudden, we're jumping ship now, because now it's in writing, and able to for the whole world to read. So I'm over that, I'm over that. Them people that are just continually doing that. Crickets of the week for them, please. All right, I'll save my last cricket of the week. And y'all know how I am with this show. I utilize my own life experiences as show material. And I want to talk about cricket of the week as far as how important it is when you're in leadership to act as such. And it goes back to what we just talked about in the past two crickets of the week. Sometimes you need to think before you do and think before you say. When you're in leadership, that you're held accountable to that even more. You're not allowed to say you're how much of a hothead you are and allowed it to continue to be excused. And the thing is, because some people are just driven. When power gets to them, they're not. You know, they can't. They abuse the power, and it has to be brought to an end. People have to stop doing it. Like, all of a sudden, you just treat people like shit. That's not cool. Like, we gotta do so much better, man. It's all because. Like, and because the thing is, when you think you can just, you have power and you think you can talk to people any old way and raise your level of aggression any old way, when a person challenges you, you're going to continually take it up more and more. And in cases, it's going to lead to, instead of you just saying stuff, now you're going to move towards a more physical approach, more or less violence. And that's why a lot of times people hate, you know, the gun conversation comes all the time, people, how people feel about guns. You know, I'm gonna say this once and probably come up again and again and again. And I'm probably gonna piss some people off how I say this, but we, like, people are way too quick to go for the gun first to handle their problems instead of utilizing the talking skills. People communication sucks so bad that they rather just treat you like this is a wild, wild west and shoot first, ask questions later. Every day is not another scene and Dirty Harry. Like, it's got to end. So I would say, again, people, it is very important that you do not run around and think you're in the wild west. And, again, be, if you're in leadership, make sure you hold yourself accountable, because when you lead by example and hold yourself accountable, then everything else will fall into place. And I'm personally entirely seeing from as small as business all the way up to a government, I'm tired of seeing leadership just fellas because they can't think, make sure they're not flying out the handle when they make decisions that's going to affect multiple people, especially affect people that's not them. You have to really think before you do. So that's my tidbit for seduction. That's my tidbit for Crickets of the Week. Those are my three crickets. Told you I had some tea today for Crickets of the Week, y'all. I was ready to go. So, yes, man, we appreciate you. Miss any Crickets of the Week, you can tune in to here on Life That Does Live. And listen, I will go through the episode that says for the Crickets of the Week segment, and you can find out who the Crickets of the Week are every week. All right, that being said, quick drop break in there. We'll be back with May Seduction for Seduction 101.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Hey, I'm CJ. I'm Starla.
Hey, I'm Heaven.
I'm Erica, and we are
Mademoiselle.
You're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Yo, what up? This is your boy Tim Ned representing Loud Music. You are now rocking with DJ Seti J, Fort Worth, Texas. What up, baby?
Honey Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Seti J, on Life After Dusk and The Dust Spot.
All right, y'all. We back. Back here on Life After Dusk Live, your boy, Seti J, and your girl.
Nate Seduction.
All right, Nate, what you got for Seduction 101 today?
Seduction 101, I just want to talk about your mental health and jobs and your health all overall together. Now, let me just say this. Jobs will replace you quick, really, really quick. So my whole thing is it's best to take care of you first, right? Because if you're not mentally there, or physically there, like, you know, your body in pain, you mentally going through things or whatever, it's okay to take time for you, because at the end of the day, that job will replace you quick as hell. You can die today and your job will replace you tomorrow. They're going to be looking for your replacement tomorrow. And this is, honestly, it's a fact. In Indianapolis, 8 people got killed at a FedEx facility here in Indianapolis. 8 people. And I'm not understanding how he got in the building with a gun, though. And he don't even work at the FedEx. He don't even work there no more. He worked there in 2020 and killed 8 people, injured 5 people, and turned around and killed himself. Right? And, you know, it's sad. You know, you can go to work, that you got to worry about going to work, you know, doing your 8-hour shift, to not know if you go make it home to your kids or make it back home to your family. Take care of yourself. Make sure you together before you make sure a job is together. Because they will easily replace you, right? Jobs, like, you know, they say they care about you. They say they care about their employees, right? But at the end of the day, they still have a business to run. So, yeah, they may say they care about the employees' health and this and that. But as soon as something happens, they're replacing you. So don't put your all into a job, right? You putting all these years into this job. You putting all your time, your energy into this job. You forgetting about your own business that you're trying to do, your own brand that you're trying to work on, your own relationship that you're trying to fix with your partner. You forgetting about your kids. Your kids been asking you to go here and there, but you so focused on this job, right? You're so focused on putting all your energy into this job that don't even care about you when you got to take care of you and your family. So that's my seduction 101. You know, people need to really think about that and really ponder on that. Because it's true.
Nah, for real. Like, like you said, like I just talked about it in the past. I talked about it in our Crickets of the Week. But people with guns, man, people just think they can just do whatever they want with guns. And like you said, and then another topic you touched on, you have to realize, again, like you said, Nate, you can't have said it any better. These jobs, they can replace you at any time. I don't care how much hard work you do. If they feel they want to replace you, they can do it.
You can be the best employee, the best employee, right? Go to work all the time. Be there early. Be at work late. Put in overtime. And as soon as you need to take care of yourself, and you get sick, then they try to say, oh, they have all these excuses in the world why you can't take care of yourself.
Yep.
Come on now. So at the end of the day, shit, you got to do what's best for you.
And our well-being is important because if my mental state ain't on point, it's going to take away from things because now I'm going to have much more mental fatigue. I don't know about y'all, but, man, my mind got to be sharp as hell.
Fact. That is fact.
So,
it's like, don't let a job drive you crazy. Like, don't let a job drive you crazy where you feeling drained and you ain't got no energy to do what you want to do and things like that. Don't let a job overwhelm you to where you lose yourself. If you're not happy within that job, look, hey, you just got to trust in God that God will give you something better and you got to move around.
Right. I'm just at a point where I kind of just get tired of addressing it. Like, and what you told me, When you choose to leave a place, they got a problem with it. But they got no problem with always reminding you that you can be replaced at any point in time.
Period. But then they better was a figure of mentally, physically, emotionally.
But I always had a bad habit of leaving a place and overextending my time at a place that's not encouraging upper ladder movement and really benefiting me to be able to do the things I want to do in life and not just be so beholden to the job. So, yeah, I'm trying to do better the rest of this year.
The year, like, this year is so important for mental health. It's ridiculous. This is the year to have to be focused on your mental health. Make sure that you're okay mentally and physically, emotionally. Like, this is the year to take care of self.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important because right now things are chaotic in the world and things are not going to get better this year until next year. It's sad to say, but this is why you got to take care of your mental health. Like, this is the year that you're going to need it. If you need to go and sit down with a therapist, do that. You got to make sure your mental health is on point this year. This year is the time that you're going to need it the most.
Exactly. Like I said, words can't stress enough how much we continually drive that home over and over again. And I want to address something else real quick too. As far as branding, this is how I personally feel about branding. People don't like because people get to the mindset where they try to play a game of what your brand who your brand has and what and doesn't have. And I'm always, here's the thing. I've said this more and more and more, and I wasn't playing coming into this year. I said we were going to get a lot stricter with Human Canvas. I'm not just taking any old body. And when I say that, I mean, I'm trying to have qualitative results. And so, I mean, if you don't look on point, for the brand, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm tired of the everybody feels like they keep making everybody's magazines be included. Like, I'm thinking you can say when it comes to magazine, I'm relatively inclusive. But man, there's still got to be some standards going to it, man. There's got to be standards, and I'm gonna react to the way the fan base reacts. And that's the movement, and they're moving one certain way, that I'm going to move that way. I don't dictate what they choose. Well, based on what they choose, we pay attention and take that into account to our next move and move after that and move after that. And I have people, they always want to, and so I hate people put these comments, and, you know, they can put on, that's pretty much a DM away. And because they want to cry baby, they go on in the comments and try to cry baby. Like, get out of here. Because I'm not going to say marginal work. Because people be sending me that. I'm sick of people just not even trying to try. I would try. They just send it wherever. And because, you know, they got some people that take whatever they think that's going to work for everybody and then get mad when you hold them to a standard, a higher standard, I should say. And that's because I hold myself into that same precedent that every time I'm always trying to find out how I can evolve, how I can get better and whatnot. So I expect the same for everybody else.
Period.
I'm sorry. I don't care. It's, for me, it don't necessarily be the size of people. It be, do you look good? Are you gonna, when a person picks up that magazine and they go to your page, am I going to have to, is it going to be a general consensus that, all right, this person's all right? If that's not going to be a general consensus, then I'm sick of just putting people in there just to be in there. And then my thing is this, I put you in there. What are you doing to generate sales revenue. I'm not doing charity cases, bro. I'm sick of doing it.
Yeah, I was about to start questioning you about some of them people you was.
I be seeing some people that some people. No, you just see what the president came and got comment. Go read my comments on that. It's like I gotta be crazy. I got some sitting on live, so that means you know you can go see live in their comment. They said, and I was like. And don't get me wrong. Here's the thing. I've had some badass people and some badass moms in there. Y'all already know. I had an old woman on the cover, and it went crazy because she looked huge. She looked quite youthful, and how her content was, it was dope. It's not always an age thing, but the thing is, if you don't look hot, then I can't keep doing that. I just can't keep doing it. You gotta make sure you come to the point. When you looked at the magazines, because people just come submitting and they don't look, they don't do their homework and go through your actually go to your page and go, oh okay, make sure I'm on point. And some people that they're not necessarily fine, but. It's how their work be. They work be so dope that it's like, man, you can't not feature that shit. I've had people who are quote unquote ugly to a lot of people on the covers, and them motherfucking issues like that sometimes have boomed because that person got a mad ass fan base and got a drive or knowing how to drive sales. That's what I be wanting to see. Sometimes that's just how it be. I'm gonna take a gamble sometimes if the gamble makes sense. If it don't make sense, I'm not doing it. So that's just what I gotta say. And I really get tired of the people cry baby. No. Make sure you're on point, because y'all wouldn't go to some of these other magazines and do that. So why you gotta try to do that to me? Hold yourself the same standard over here. So that's my 99. See, that's our bonus rant for the day. I call that a cricket slash. I call that a cricket 1-on-1. It's like giving you a 1-on-1, but it has cricket of the week vibes in it. Good Lord, Sunday to you, man. Out of control. Well, we'll go ahead and go into our phone line because I believe we got a special guest in the building. Let me make sure. It better not be no crazy, but because my mind always lets me know. I know when the stuff is what it is. All right. Welcome to Life That Does Live. Who do we got?
How you doing?
Is this the one and only Agent K?
Yes, this is the one and only Agent K. How are you?
I'm getting a little round of applause.
That's so nice. We got the crowd out there.
You get a crowd. You get a round of applause. All that. You say something crazy, you get booed. You suck. You know, and
okay.
You say something all sweet, right. You get awed.
Okay. All right. That sounds like good. That's a good reward.
You say
to
such a coronavirus. You give out some coronavirus vibes. We got something for that too. we got everything covered over here.
I love it. I love it, man.
Nonetheless, man, it is definitely an honor to chop it up with you, man. Me and Nay are glad to have you. You know, it's another great episode in our photographer showcase series, and you're a person that's been definitely. You've been working hard, man. But, you know, I've been watching you for a while. You submitted to a few issues. As a matter of fact, when I was laying out the issues for just 2019 to today, all the way up to the most recent 2021 one, in the midst of that, you know, your work came up and within 2 to 3 issues I was looking at.
I mean, hey. I'm humble, man. It's a pleasure to be here. And you know, this is not the norm for me to be on a podcast or TV shows or phone shows or what have you. So, you know, this is the first time for me. So thanks for having me.
Definitely, man. I like doing this for that exact reason you said, because I like people to really like get into the minds of y'all, because I can't say this enough. Being a photographer is a thankless task a lot of times. People will be like, oh, man. But they really don't, you know, so I don't think people give us enough credit of some of the stuff we have to do, because some people think we wave a magic wand and things just happen. We just press a button and things just happen. It drives me nuts.
I mean, it's anything but that. It's hard work. It's determination. You know, it's stamina. It's practice, it's studying, it's just like anything else. To become good at your craft, you got to put those hours in. And, I mean, I put a lot of hours in, so I'm not lucky. I see your work, you're not lucky. You're putting the hours in. I mean, you get on me sometime and get me going. I mean, I'm inspired by you. And, you know, it's a thankless job, but, you know, I've learned that you have to thank yourself, you know? I mean, if it's something you love, then you just got to know that you're doing something important and just keep doing it for the love of it. Everything else will follow.
Exactly. So I want to jump into the time machine and figure out what made you even get into photography?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of funny. About 15, 20 years ago, I was always into art. Even from when I was a child, I used to draw a lot. As I got older, started looking at magazines like Maxim and things like that. I'm like, how do they take such good pictures? So that's when it was point and clicks was basically out. I mean, the SLRs is out, but I ain't know nothing about that. So I kept on buying different cameras, point and clicks, and it just would never do the job, you know? And then one day I went into Circuit City. I know you guys remember Circuit City. I might be dating myself a little, but
I remember Circuit City. I remember when Circuit City went out of business. That was
right. Yeah, yeah.
I was brother. I was one of the guys that went in there and got some of the going out of business sales. So.
right, exactly. You took advantage of that sale. This is maybe a couple of years before I went out of business. You know, with Circuit City and Best Buy was basically where you got your electronics. I went in to get a video camera. You know, I was a little hood rich at that point. You know, I had a good job, a good income coming in. So I said, man, let me buy a video camera. Let me try something different. And I just walked out of there with an SLR. I got a Nikon. I think it was a D80 or something like that. And I just started taking pictures of the kids, and it just became a passion of mine. I started to notice all the little things out there. A cloudy day, if it was beautiful clouds out, the sunshine, the flowers, everything, architecture, and it just became a passion of mine. Eventually, I got the nerve to start talking to people and saying, hey, can I take a picture of you? And make a long story short, here I am now. You know, I'm taking pictures of just about everything, because everything is beautiful to me. Like, everything is relative. There's some people who just shoot one thing, or I just shoot weddings, or I just shoot portraits, or I just shoot models, or I just shoot cars. I like to shoot everything. Like, everything is fun, everything is beautiful, keeps it fresh, it keeps the learning curve. I mean, it just keeps me learning, you know?
Right. Now, which leads me to something you kind of sparked up in my mind. You know, what made you make the decision? You kind of laid to a little bit there, but what ultimately led you to say, you know what, how did you dodge continually not putting yourself into a bubble? Because I do that myself where, you know, people want you to constantly say, are you a wedding photographer? Are you this? And I personally, at one point in time, I literally had a hashtag up in my bio that said no genre photographer, because I don't like that. I hate, you got to pick one. You got to be, if you do fashion, you can't do eye candy. If you do eye candy, you can't do fashion. How did you dodge that bullet?
Because I do it for me. I don't listen to people. I mean, I listen to people, but I just take it as subjective information. You know, it's all good information to learn how other people did it, and I just pick and choose the things that I want to take from them, like when they share, because, you know, like somebody else's journey, it might not be the journey for me, but I might be able to take a little 10% of what they're saying and maybe use that, or try it and fail and then try again. So, I mean, I've been doing it for like 16 years, so I had a lot of trial and error, a lot of not being serious about it, then getting serious about it, and just recently in the last like 2-3 years, I got like just real serious about it and just started just mentally just digging into how to make this a business and how to promote myself better. And I guess it's working because you noticing me. I got human Canvas magazine noticing me, as well as a couple of other businesses and 4 or 5 people. And that means it's working, you know? I mean, it's all about just putting the time in. And if you follow it because it's what your heart wants to do, I just think everything's going to fall into place. Or hopefully, fingers crossed, you know?
Right. You can tell, like, you can really tell that what you're doing is not just you just doing it to be doing it, or I'm just trying to hustle up some stuff. And you can tell by your work, like, that you really take pride and really enjoy what you're doing. You can just tell. I can tell by the creative captions you do. I can tell by just sometimes I like the posing. What I like too, when I see a photographer pick the most abstract thing that you don't think about and shoot a model, the most abstract type of thing. And you're like, damn, I didn't think about that. Like, there was one you shot where you had a girl and she was like in that material like the knee high and stuff made out of. I don't know why I can't think of the term right now, but she was like covered all in that. And the way you shot, I was like, what the hell? I would have never thought about that. Like, I go to your page and I see a lot of what the hell. I would never thought about that stuff all the time.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you taking those. I mean, it's just how my mind works, and I'm blessed to work with some great models. Kalisha Kirby, Chinese Butterfly, you'll see all over my page. I work with Dewana Hayden. These are all people I put in the issue too, like the people who I'm mentioning, the people who've helped me just as much as I've helped them. Like, they trust me to be able to try, you know, those things that the other people might be like, what is he doing? That's weird. You know, like, that doesn't make sense. But I've been shooting so long that they trust me. I trust them, and they just understand how my mind works, and I understand how their mind works. And we just go in. It's just like going to work, but it's also fun, you know. And the results is always something that we walk away from, and we're just like, wow, you know, we did it again, you know. We got a little better. So it's that loyalty that helps too. That's why I'm not always shooting with new people all the time, because
yeah,
people who I've shot with, I've had that success with, and that's valuable to me, just to have that, you know, that loyalty or that being used to that person and then being used to me, you know?
And I feel like that you're helping each other grow. I like building each other up. It's like it, and you, like, again, you, the work goes more smoother when it's a better chemistry, because when I was like trying to work with new people, there, you know, some people's heads are all over the place, and some of even the passion you work with, you're like, I don't want to work with that person again, because they, you know, they don't take it serious. So yeah, they're definitely that. That being
right.
said, before I throw it to Nate, I had questions for you about Human Canvas. So with this issue that you dropped this month, actually, kind of tell us, like, what went into the issue, like, as far as the East model that you shot.
Well, I didn't have a lot of time on it, so I was stressed. I was anxious, you know, and I said, you know what, I gotta give my all for this. It's not every day that I have an opportunity to be in such a great publication. but not only being such a great publication, but to the publication to be like my issue, you know, like all my work. Like I said, oh, I got to own this. I got to take responsibility. I got to get involved. I got to come up with some concepts. So it was a challenge, but it was a fun challenge. Like I love challenges. Like they stress me out, but to me, that's what gives you that growth. You know, the bigger the challenge is, the more you're gonna grow. So, what you wanted me to touch on, like every model, like my ideas.
Yeah, so you don't necessarily have to, like. So I wouldn't necessarily say like you had to give me like a huge dissertation, but like, you know, what would you say like just a brief highlight as far as like some of the work you did in the issue, without giving too much to make them have to go get the magazine.
I just wanted to try to go with just innovative and new ideas, like things I haven't done before, but maybe things I've been wanting to do, and this was the perfect opportunity to try some of those things. I sat down with a bunch of them, either virtually or in person or by phone, and we talked about what we wanted to do, and we didn't have a lot of time, so it couldn't be too lavish, but it had to be just strong, simple, yet captivating ideas. And, you know, it just all came together. Everybody came through for me. As I said, a lot of them are my, like, just ride or dies who I've been working with. I wanted to reward them with the opportunity to be in a magazine to describe myself because I grow, you know, I've grown with them and they've grown with me. And the rest is history. I love what we came up with. Like every model I work with, it was just a pleasure. And if they're listening, I want to thank them. And you know, I want to thank you also.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Yeah, it definitely was a good issue, from start to finish. I mean, you pretty much covered like every. I mean, it's weird. You almost covered like almost every genre of photography. That you had the fashion going on. You had the body painting going on. You had the implied. All that you really covered all your areas. It was exactly like what you expect. Like it's an exhibit that's like here's like a snapshot of this CFC and what I do.
It describes me. I'm into everything, so I want to shoot everything. I'm a jack of all trades, and I got to shout out my man Swayze Bodies too. My man Alan Ako. I don't know how to say his last name. I'm just gonna say Alan. Who was the body painter? who painted Miss Pink? You know, he came through for me. He was just like,
yeah.
Like everybody was just excited to do it too. So, like that just put that battery in my back. Like everybody just like, yo.
And we said, I remember I talked to you about that. I said it helps with everyone in a magazine. The magazines, do not even. And I would say because I was looking at not even this or a sales wise. I look at the synergy that I love seeing for the magazine was popping hard because everybody was about supporting everybody. I saw that from the DMV issue and from this one. That's what I was impressed by, that everybody was invested in let's promote the heck out of this work. Why not?
That's what's up. That's why they're my ride or dies. That's why I put them in there. Because they was just as excited about it as me, maybe even more excited about it. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, because Pink, she was in my deal like crazy.
I love it. It was a great opportunity, man. I got to thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. So I got a few more questions, which those questions will be coming from the beautiful Nate Seduction, who is definitely a model. She's not only a model herself, but she is a boss. She runs a lot of business entities and whatnot, and I will let her take over.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing? I'm Nate Seduction.
How you doing? A pleasure. Pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure. So my question is, what is your biggest pet peeve about shooting models?
Woo! My biggest pet peeve. Okay. How long are we supposed to be in? Long.
I mean, you go home. We don't care. We feed off a great answer. We'll make time.
All right. So I guess my greatest pet peeve by working with models is just it's just simple. I mean, it's something you heard a lot. It's just like being on time. Being on time is big to me because, you know, you rent in these studios, or even they sometimes will rent it as part of the deal, if it's going to be a collab or a paid shoot. And if you're late, it's kind of just like you ain't got that time. You're starting off on the wrong foot. So I like to start off on the right foot, a positive. That's a positive start. And, you know, that usually judges if I'm going to work with somebody again. You know, that's just like the first thing. Being on time.
Do you ever? Ooh, I got a side question on that. Do you ever deal with that no call, no show stuff, man?
Oh yeah, that's really bad.
Like,
that's really bad.
How people want to throw? I seriously want to throw stuff at the wall when it happens.
Right. Or, you know, I mean, there's countless times where, and, you know, it's just like they call you an hour before, maybe like a half an hour before, and they like, you know, there was some atrocity happened, you know, like the worst thing in the world. And I'm like, really? But at the same time, I can't really go too crazy because, you know, something really might have happened. I'm not calling them a liar, but it's just like, damn, you know. It's a terrible thing you're telling me. I hope you're being honest, because I mean, if you just can't make it, then just tell me what's up. You ain't gotta say nothing crazy, like. But that's terrible. And no call, no show. Jesus, I had some nightmares with that. That's why I always hit them up. It's maybe like an hour or two before the shoot, and I'm like,
yes,
I need to reply. You need to reply, because and I tell them the night before, like, I'm going to hit you in the morning, or I'm going to hit you, if it's going to be the afternoon, I'm going to hit you maybe 2-3 hours before the shoot, and I'm going to check in with you. If I don't hear from you, I'm not moving. Because there's been times I went out there, you go out, and you just out there looking stupid. So.
And then my favorite thing be, how come you, they do the same, how come you don't ever work with me?
Right.
We tried it, but okay.
At the end of the day, it's all about communication, you know? Like, communicate with me. If you're going to cancel, let me know as soon as possible. Like don't let me know right before, you know, just communicate. That's why I touch base in the morning or right before the shoot, and I let them know that. It's because it's all about communication.
Nate, see what you started with us? You see what you started with us, man?
I see.
Oh, my God. Every time I think about it, I just break out in hives.
I know. I start itching. I'm allergic. I'm allergic to it. I start itching. I'm itching now.
I mean, being on time is so, like, it's serious or not, honestly.
Exactly.
And it shows, like, a level of professionalism.
Right. It's all about being professional. The model should be treating the photographer's time in a professional manner, and vice versa. And let's get out there and make some magic. Where you at? I want to set up a shoot with you. I seen your page.
Oh, yeah. My page is a problem, right? A problem.
Check it out.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good work. Very nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm actually in Indiana. That's where I reside.
All right. There's probably a lot of scenic spaces out there and open land, right?
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Okay. I need to start traveling more. I got to get out of New York, start hitting up places like Indiana.
Yeah, mostly be either Indiana or Georgia. You know, those my stepping grounds.
Nice.
Well, my next question would be, what do you like most about being a photographer?
What I like, so photographers to me is like the coolest people on earth. They just, if you're a real photographer, you just, it's so many people who I've met who's just crazy cool. So my favorite thing about it is just the stuff I notice as a photographer, like you just notice things other people don't notice. And it's a little annoying sometimes because I'll be like,
yes.
Like, look up at the sky today. You see those clouds? You know, I'm in a car full of people. I'm like, look at the clouds, man. And they just like, the clouds is out. What? I'm like, nah, that was a beautiful clouds. Like, the golden hour is looking great tonight. You know, the purples in the sky and all of that. And people don't get it. But if I'm talking to another photographer, they get it. We'll stop and shoot, you know. We'll get out the car and shoot. Never make it home because we keep stopping and shooting. So. That's what I like. Is that ability just to notice what other people don't notice, and in that, I'll say that that's why I'm usually happy, because I take those things in that other people take for granted, and that makes my day, like literally, because
yes.
I didn't start shooting models. I was shooting bugs and the sky and birds and my kids. So if I just see those moments and I could get that shot, I'm good for like a whole week. Just living off one shot I caught, and with all of the craziness in the world right now,
yes,
I need that. It keeps me
sane. Yeah, that actually happened to me yesterday. I had just dealt with a traumatic experience of the weekend, and I told a person I was shooting me yesterday. I said I'm glad, you know, because we were originally going to shoot on Saturday, and they moved it to Sunday. I said. And I've never been so excited for somebody to reschedule a shoot, because you reschedule that shoot, it happened at the right time, because I had to deal with a stressful situation, and that doing that shoot healed me. So I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. That's important to me. That's why I'm glad I found photography, because if I didn't find photography, I don't know what I'd be doing. I literally don't.
Okay, okay. So I got to dig in your business a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Have you ever slept with one of your clients?
Oh, have I ever? Wow. This is a true after dark question, yeah. I have to answer. Oh wait, I get to think about. Oh, you didn't play the whole song.
Oh no. We give you just a sneeze. There you go.
All right, I'm gonna be honest and say yes.
Okay. At least you honest. Craziest place you ever had sex.
Oh, this is turning into a whole nother show.
See, that's all you got to say, so you can't look in her eyes. It's all part of her plan. She's thinking to you. She gets you all buttered up, just lay you down, and then she.
I see. Wait, so I think I heard the old question. Could you ask it one more time? Because I don't think I heard.
Sure. Where's the craziest place you ever had sex?
So it's not necessarily tied to the first question. The question you asked you before, she's meaning in general.
Yes, in general.
Good question, like
craziest place. Just in the middle of a park in broad daylight.
Man, isn't that fun? I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is about having sex in the park.
It wasn't even in the bushes or nothing. It's just right in the middle.
I did that at night, but it was like in the middle of the It was like in the middle of the street in the neighborhood.
Yeah. But you
out
know,
in the open, just against the car. I just like, you know what?
That's the old.
I'm feeling it today.
That's to me that used to that used to drink that dark liquor and stuff like that. So.
Oh, that dark liquor is, yeah, it's out of control.
It's the devil.
Stay away from the crown.
So that's the old me. I don't know that guy anymore. He passed away. R.I.P. R.I.P. old me.
That's funny. Well, since I asked you that question, I'll go ahead and answer as well. It's only fair. The craziest place I had sex was in the church bathroom.
Ooh. Oh, man. Wow, okay. I my mouth is just open. I'm glad that this is just a audio call, because the look on my face when I heard that answer was just, it would have been priceless on video. It would have been a meme. It would have been a new meme all over the internet if you would.
Yes, I would use that as GIF definitely, like over and over, and that would be for like random stuff. When the face you made when somebody tell you, "Oh, I don't like your prices," I got like a bunch of memes I could use it.
So how about the first question you asked? Have you ever, you know, dealt with a client of yours, miss?
I saw the X
in the question right here. Oh, okay. I thought this was an equal opportunity question show.
You're trying to be an interviewer now? Okay.
Nay, are you going to answer the question, or you're not going to answer the question?
I learned from the best.
How about, okay, by client, what do you mean by client?
Because
I'm model.
A photographer.
Or
videographer. Okay, it could be videographer.
Ooh, I like the game you're playing now. Now you're playing the game the right way, sir. You cover all grounds. Make sure you cover all grounds. Right. There you go. Good job.
Okay,
that's
so
I learn from the best. I'm a quick learner. I learn from the best.
I know a photographer that I slept with, but he wasn't my client.
Okay.
But a videographer that was a client, yeah, I did.
Okay. I'll tell you.
When she said that, I swear I had the boo you suck button ready to go, and she didn't answer that question. Have I?
He wanna be all in my business on here. This and that was all up in my business on here.
Inquire of mine.
I have before.
Okay. So everybody here is real.
I can't sugarcoat. It'd be people out here, yeah, I don't know, man. The true set, I feel like this. If you admit to it, then people are just like going, oh, my, because then the people who say they didn't and they did, then people do their research and they go, oh, you was lying. Or don't let it be a person who was an example and they listened to the show. Oh, Lord.
Right.
That's really weird. So, yeah. Mm-mm. But no, if you cover all grounds, yes.
Everybody's grown. Everybody is real people. And, you know, I think real situations happen. But not to say that it's something that you are in this for. That's not the goals or nothing, but, you know, things happen sometime, and you might find somebody who's on your level, who's, you know, you might want to pursue something, a little more with.
Now, I'm gonna address this. This question, I think that we all can. This is what I just personally think. I think I can say across the board for all of us. It's not that we just going around doing that with every freaking body, but every now and then there's an anomaly. It's kind of like that darn song about Justin Bieber says, "I will never say never." I can't say never because, hell, I thought I wouldn't, and then I did. I was like, whoa, I did. What the hell?
Exactly.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so that's why I sometimes I think people kind of misconstrue it because when I see girls say, oh, keep it professional, but then they be trying to sleep with the other models. I'm like, that counts too. Y'all know that, right? If they see the photographer, that means you sleep with the models excludes you from the discussion.
Right.
So I be having to say that all the time, but like, man, I be watching, man. I be sitting there, God, he cheated a lot. I be watching, doing this shit. I'm like, what? Hey, shit, that's the old nurse now.
Some wild situations out there.
I've seen some stuff, man. I've seen some stuff. I'm like, what in the hell?
Oh, I know you've seen some stuff. I know you got some stories.
Man, yeah. I've had girl. Cheating of coming down and actually tell me that it wasn't really about me wanting to look at her. I was just trying to be in the position to hook up with her. What? I was like, okay, wow, good talk. So it sounded weird. It sounds like weird when it happens.
All right, I gotta start checking this show out.
You never know. Sometimes we talk about serious, like earlier in the show, we were talking about people with gunplay and losing their minds and thinking they can just walk around and do whatever because they got a gun and talking about, you know, which that's why I would tell people, like, it goes back to like the discussion with the photography thing. I don't like being put in a bubble where our show is. Like, I don't want to be, like, I like to be serious. I like to joke, too. Sometimes I'm going to talk about sex. Sometimes I'm going to talk about something that's very G-rated. I love to talk about whatever. And I realize the more as this show has gone along and we have just been open to talk about whatever, the listeners respond better because we're having real conversations. We're not just, hey, here you go. This is what we're going to say. So. It's interesting because I remember you asked me a question. We were just talking this before the show, and you were asking me about the questions before the show. And I told you, we don't really prepare the people for the most part because we like to just sometimes, a lot of times, and this is me as a natural interviewer, I do have a question right out the fly because you said something that sparked my mind. It's like, ooh, I want to delve into that further.
Right.
So, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
After doing it so long, that's just how our brains are not working. We're like, and you know, when you get that synergy with your guests, y'all can, the interview just moves. Like, everybody, listen, y'all get an interview 101. Write it down. You get synergy with your guests, you talk about, you can talk about why the sky is blue for 10 minutes if you want to do.
True that.
Yes. But, I'm gonna leave you with a last question, which is, as far as the rest of 2021, what do you have in store for the rest of the year?
Well, let's see. I got nothing. Just opportunities just pop up. It's nothing big on the horizon. Just trying to stay busy. I've been getting a lot of client work. And that's not just, you know, models, weddings, christenings. So, you know, I just want to stay busy all year and just keep getting better. And keep on meeting interesting people like you and the young lady who asked me all the interesting questions. just being a social butterfly and meeting interesting people on the same wavelength as myself. So I could just learn and continue to be inspired. Just feel like I'm doing the right thing, you know?
Yeah, and again, I appreciate you for coming through because I love, again, I love people, like, especially when there's people who tend to do stuff that's behind the scenes. I love for them to see that we have personalities behind this stuff. Like, I guess sometimes we're so technical, it might seem dorky, but we're actually kind of, so a lot of us, I won't say every one of us, but a lot of us are pretty cool. So I love, like, being able to showcase that.
Yeah. It's like I'm talking to y'all. I feel like I've known y'all already. You know, it's real natural. It's real cool. It's real organic. I love it.
Even with some
love it. I think I keep
reading the same thing.
I think I keep using I'm usually on the other side of the camera. That's something else I do. I think I sent you one. It's a little kind of pie.
Yeah, she did. Which I thought was really good. I love how the. I love like how the flow was, because that's always what I'm always trying to get better about too. Which I mean, I would say this year, what I show, something we've gotten way better that we've been. I wouldn't just say better about. We've been so consistent about is how we make the show flow, and you know, doing segments and whatnot, and making it natural to where it's not like, hey, here's my fourth segment at you. It's like. The segment just flows. We know how, we just do it in a natural way.
That's the only way to do it. Yeah. Big ups to what you're doing. Just putting a spotlight on people. That's a big thing. That's giving back in a way. And you know, I really appreciate that, man.
I just always been a person. I like good conversations. I feel like that's how I like kind of grow in life too. Like just. Talking to different people, and it really, to me, is therapeutic. Like, when I do these interviews with people, it's very therapeutic for me.
And this is a fun fact. I was once a guest on here before I became a co-host.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how it all started.
And I grilled her with a lot of questions. She's grilling me with all the time now. Oh, man. And like, I've had a lot of co-hosts, but she's been the co-host, like, we've been co-hosts for years now. Like, I remember it used to be a co-host Russian Roulette where everybody's like, oh, who said he co-host going to be now? And they, Nate's been here for, man, 3-4 years.
Wow.
He got the maddest co-host, period.
Man, whew, man, if badass co-host was a person.
Have you guys ever shot together, and have you guys ever worked together on a shoot?
Yeah, she actually shot her. She was actually one of the covers I shot before. She was a schoolgirl.
Oh. All right.
It was actually our first. That was our first time meeting each other when we shot. That was our first time ever meeting each other.
Right.
It's kind of like how we be on the show. You would swear we've known each other forever.
See, I want to see that issue now. Now I'm like, oh, see, I didn't know that. I want to see the history. I got to go in.
I was sitting there over now. Yeah.
I got to go in the archives.
You've been knowing me since I was 19, and I'm 26 now. So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a certain fight that they did this thing called yay or nay, ironically nay, huh? They did this thing called yay or nay where – they were rating models, and the thing was, a lot of times, even before people made the comments, the site would make their little commentary on their personal views on if they were a yay or a nay. And I remember I came across her on there. I said, what are we talking about? This chick is bad. Like, why are we saying, why are they commentary giving nay vibes? And so I reached out to her.
Then they redid it years ago.
Yeah, and they were sweating the hell out of her. Oh, my God, I can't believe you were sleeping on her. I'm like, that's what I do, man. I know when greatness is ahead of us. And, shit, that was, like you said, that's when Nate was mad young. And then she just kept getting finer and finer. And she just sweating. She was just applying pressure, man. I'm like, man. Nate, stop that.
Wow.
She made some promo videos too. Because that's what I used to look forward to, the promo videos.
I always tell people, never stop believing in yourself. Never stop believing in yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Always got to believe in yourself. If you think you know, if you think you're the baddest bitch alive, then you're the baddest bitch alive, period.
That's very important, because there's always going to be somebody out there trying to tear you down. So
exactly.
You got to believe in yourself.
And I want to say to you,
if you don't believe in yourself, who else will believe in you? You got to start within you. It starts within you.
And I have one more thing I want to say to you, too, AJK. Like, I'm not just saying this because you're on the show, but when you got – I remember when I first, like, got – like, you did, like, the first, like, submission is with Kiki that she submitted. I was like, I'm somebody now. I got AJK in the magazine. I felt like I was somebody when I was like, I got him in the magazine. That was, like, 2 years ago. And I was like, oh, man, but I be watching this man work all the time. Like, he didn't came in my magazine. What is going on?
Oh, man, the feeling of respect and admiration is mutual, brother. You know I did the body painting on that one, too. That was
You did the body paint on it and everything. It was, matter of fact, when people go to the the Human Chemist page, at the bottom where it says to submit, it's the little snippet from the body, from that body paint that you did on her.
Oh, word? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, shout out to
Keith. I thought it just stood out so much. I was like, man, it's like, I just love this shot. It just, man.
Yeah. That's when I had my little studio in Brooklyn.
Yes. Oh yeah. Which, cool, by the way, as a public service announcer, I got to make sure I throw that out there for everybody. I'll be in New York this weekend, y'all. So it's going down.
That's this weekend, right?
Yes, sir. I'll be there this weekend. That weekend has finally approached us.
Okay. So where's your first stop going to be?
I'm gonna be stationed in Times Square the entire week as far as, but I'm gonna be going to other places to shoot too, but my main hub is gonna be in Times Square.
Well, yeah, man.
So we're going. I know on that Saturday we're doing Far Rockaway. Which one? Oh goodness, I always forget. Jerry had me happy. Good Lord, Jerry, what are we doing now? All right, so hold on. I'm going to go read the press release. on that Saturday, we're doing a parachute at Roosevelt Island.
All right, what time is that going to be?
That's going to be at 2 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, and then at 8 p.m. At 8 p.m. is secret location. So yes, RSVP, you got the information already of, hey, this is where it's gonna be. The people who be on their itch are the ones who are automatically they guess are getting the N word or where the secret location is.
Oh,
I'm glad he did that, because I hate like the people who don't be serious try to come be involved on this on the bigger stuff. I'm like, you ain't putting no weight in yet. Move.
Yeah, so
definitely, yeah, hit us up so we can put you in the mix, sir. We put you in the mix on that secret location.
Okay. All right, yeah. Inquiring minds want to know. Okay. You got a lot going on. That's the thing.
It's nothing crazy, but it's So really, like, to avoid having a million irrelevant people show, we're at the secret location, and we're doing something on Friday. I don't know what we're doing so much, but I already had a bunch of people like, oh, we got to take you out to eat and all that. And Sunday, we're supposed to be doing somewhere. So on Sunday, I think it's going to be at the TWA Hotel, the Retro Hotel, whatnot. We're doing stuff there. But, yeah, that is, yeah, so it's pretty much going to be crazy overload all weekend long. But that's how I like it.
New York. This is the New York takeover. You trying to take over New York for the weekend?
I'm trying to take over, man. I mean, I did it in 2019. I wanted to do it in 2020, but COVID didn't want me to be great. And last time I did New York the absolute horrible way. I will never, ever, 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 ever stay in Flushing. I have not lost my mind.
Oh man, all right.
Flushing sucks when it comes to getting on the public transportation, all of that. Everything I want to do was pretty much far away from Flushing. Nope, not doing that again.
Yeah, I don't know too much about Queens, so.
Oh my God, yeah, they was, man, and because that's like mini Chinatown over there, and them people had. Man, I saw a bunch of
that part. Oh, okay. I know.
Yeah, that part. Yeah. See, yo, when I said that, you knew exactly what part I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that part. We'll never do that again. It was just too much, man. It was way too overwhelming for me.
You live and you learn, right?
Right. I couldn't wait till I got to Manhattan. And I was like, oh, give me that. It's hurting. I kept trying to tell somebody where I did this one shit. It's that little structure that kind of goes that they built like recently. Like it's always a wait to pay to get on that little elevator. It takes you all the way to the top of it, and then it's like this little maze looking thing. It's really, I can't forget what it's called. But yeah, it's like everybody, mama, is like checking you. And I was like, you got to get there early in the morning just to reserve a spot. I'm like, what in the hell?
Wow. That sounds like a pain.
Yeah, it was a nice structure. I was shooting out there. I was like, hey, just because I can't get up good already to the top of that, I'm just going to shoot and use it in my background and whatnot. So I wasn't tripping. But yes. So as we get ready to go to a close, I'll let everybody know how – instead of saying how they can follow you, we call it stalking on the show because followers just follow, stalkers follow your every move. So how can they stalk you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram, of course, is Agent K. That's AJENT underscore K. I could spell, it's just, you know, the G was taken. So, you know, I went with J. What are you going to do?
It's unique, too. It makes it pop out.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out, right? It worked out. Facebook is my government, which is Kareem Thompson. So you can find me on there. And I got a website coming too, Kareem Thompson.
Nice.
I had one, but I took it down. But I'm about to put it back up because things is going in a good direction. Got to give some people some place to check my stuff out. It's not social media. So, yeah, that's how you find me. I'm out there.
Well, we appreciate you for playing along with us. I always tell people every expectation. It's going to be about a 15-minute interview. And then, hell, I just go where the wind takes me from that point. Like, depending on how it is, I'm just going to like, hey, I ain't going to stop it until it's ready to be stopped. So. We appreciate you, man.
You said 15 minutes. I said, oh, okay, that's going to be quick. But, you know, man.
Oh, yeah, but it's like a vortex.
It's like it was.
It's like that ride. It's like going on a ride at a amusement park. It's like since we're talking so New York right now, it's like going to Coney Island, and you want to get on all the attractions. You got to get you a few Nathan's hot dogs, and you're like, okay, I'll try to get as many hot dogs as I can. It's like I'm in the hot dog eating contest. But you can only do it in so little time. But you're like, man, I'm going to make some more time to eat some more hot dogs. That's how we do it. We're trying to eat some more hot dogs over here.
Tell time flies when you're having fun, man. I had a great time.
Exactly.
It was definitely a great experience. As I said, it's my first time, you know, doing something like this. I usually be on the low, you know, because I'm an agent. I'm an Agent K, you know.
Yes.
I'm on the low.
But sometimes James Bond has to, you know, he jumps in front of and makes his appearance and shows up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
After being
That's
shaken,
crazy.
Not stirred.
Right. You got to promote. You got to get out there. So I'm on it. I'm on it, man. I'm learning from you. I'm learning from you. Thank you.
Yes, you are a great mind. People got to be exposed to you. You took it of a national treasure.
And I hope to share. I used to want to just keep all the knowledge to myself, but, you know, as time passes, you start to just see that it's better to share your knowledge. It's better to help people. And, I mean, it actually makes people gravitate to you more because people are going to go they're going to seek you more if you can help them than just putting up nice stuff and you don't let nobody know how to do it. It's all about sharing. It's enough room for everybody to be great, you know? So
right.
Each one teach one. It goes back to that. I know it sounds corny, but it's all about teaching. Each one teach one. Share the knowledge. Same way people share knowledge with me, I got to share knowledge with other people.
See, that being said, we gonna let everybody know if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all need to check us out on all the major platforms, including TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes. Man, list goes on. I go forever on name the list of every place we're at. You're like, oh, you're there. iHeartRadio. I gotta forget iHeart. All of those places we're there. If you start thinking of it, we're almost more than likely there. So, yes, check us out. Subscribe. Listen to us often. We will continue to talk crap and enlighten people. So check us out there. We end up the show. We remind y'all on everything you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J or there's a...
They or you, there is a way.
There is a way. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl.
Nate Seduction.
And Nate, what is that public service announcement we give everybody every week?
You go home, please do it responsibly.
Okay, let them know.
Okay.
All right, we out, y'all.
She's just a whole lot of positivity over there. I love Nate. She's just positive. She's just rainbow.